The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you're listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Because Imam Hussein did everything for Allah, Allah will do everything for Imam Hussein. So I'll just share with you two hadiths, and so you can tell what's going on. It says that, the first hadith says, أن الله عوض الحسين من قتله أربع خصال. Allah traded with Imam Hussein because of his death and the way he was killed. He traded with him four things. In other words, he paid him four things. Yes, that's not a good word to use, but he rewarded him with four things. Now these four things, they might not even have to do with Imam Hussein himself. They might have to do with the maqam and the mahmuda that Allah gave Imam Hussein. That praiseworthy rank, that rank that everyone else looks at and they're like, man, this is so beautiful, because it affects all of us. Like Imam Hussein himself is good to go. But the thing is that through Hussein, alayhi salam, a lot is going to happen. It says here, number one, Allah gave him ja'ala shifa fi turbatihi. Allah put shifa in his turba, the dust of his grave. And then some people might ask, well, we don't have access to his grave these days. Correct? That's where the scholars say, look, just take dust from Karbala, any part of Karbala. Ijabat al-du'a tahta qubbatihi. Under his dome, the du'a is accepted or answered. Al-a'immatu min dhurriyatihi. This one has to do with Imam Hussein. That the imams are from his progeny. And finally, la tu'addu ayyamu za'irihi min a'marihim. The days that people go for ziyarat of Imam Hussein, those days don't count as their part of their life. Like Allah will make that up to them. Okay, this person, it took him 16 days to go come back for ziyarah. 16 days we'll add, or maybe if not more. But these are things that Allah, these are incentives Allah will use. What? The dua is answered. That the shifa is in his turba. And that the ziyarat is so great. That's one hadith. Trust me, if Allah hadn't sprinkled his little magical dust on anything that has to do with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it wouldn't have gotten this big. Allah's will is there. Or look at this hadith. It says that the person asked Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Man ata qabr al-Husayn ma lahu min al-ajri wa thawab. This person, he's like, let's get to the point here. Let's cut to the chase. What thawab and ajr and reward does a person have who goes to the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? He said, Ya Shu'aib, no one will pray or ask Allah for something next to him except that Allah will give it to them either right away or later. Okay. He says, Zidni, give me more. I want more than that. And so the Imam, he says, look, let me make it easy for you. أَيْسَرُ مَا يُقَالَ. Let me tell you the minimum. You can figure out the rest. The minimum for the zair of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that everything's forgiven, so start anew. As if you're born again. Like we have this in Hajj too, correct? But remember I said this last night. With the Hajj, those are stones there that are in the Kaaba. Yes, that have made up this Kaaba. But Allah has blessed that. Think about it. The Haram of Imam Hussein has Imam Hussein there as well. Yeah. Anyway, we're not comparing her at all. Imam Hussein gave his life for the Kaaba. But there's a point I'm trying to make here. All right, so that's number one. Number two, ikhlas. Oof, this one is an important one. I will say this much, that to the amount that ikhlas we have, to that amount Allah will give barakah, in my opinion. Unless other things factor in, of course. This is a world of cause and effect we're living in. Sometimes people have done things with ikhlas, it doesn't work out because the zalimin get in the way of it. It doesn't spread for whatever reason. But if the path is leveled enough for this car to move, the car will move because it's running on the gas of ikhlas. That's how I want to say it. Which will, really this applies to us today, and all the work that we do for Islam today. I don't know if you're doing stuff in your university, if you're doing stuff in the center, if you're doing stuff at home, wherever it is, ikhlas has to be there. I want to share some points here with you. Number one, Masjid Quba. Everyone's heard of Masjid Quba? If you haven't, you've heard of Masjid Dirar. Because alhamdulillah, nowadays we are very quick to point fingers at each other and say, you're Masjid Dirar. I was traveling somewhere some time ago. It's just something that every community apparently is dealing with. I'll talk about that a little bit later, maybe. Masjid Quba, they say, is one of the first, if not the first masjid that was built by the Prophet when he entered Medina. It's on the outskirts of Medina. And they say he stayed there for 14 days until Imam Ali also arrived after that migration. Right? So the Prophet migrates with Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr wants to go into the city. The Prophet says, no, I have to wait here for Ali to come. So Ali makes his way after those days pass. And so the Prophet in that time, they make a small little masjid, humble masjid, which later is expanded. And it's very interesting. You read the story. It says the Prophet put the stones himself. They're like, this is so beautiful, man. If the Wahhabis just don't destroy the heritage, inshallah, they can't destroy the masjids, but all the other heritage, unfortunately, almost all of it is gone. But you go there, you're like, this is it. Like, this is where the Prophet stood. This is where he placed the stones and the foundation for Masjid Quba. Like, what more could you ask for? SubhanAllah. Anyway, so they're praying there. It's interesting. Let me say this on the side, because I looked into Wikipedia. The English Wikipedia said he stayed there for 14 days for Imam Ali to arrive. You look in the Arabic Wikipedia, it doesn't say anything about Imam Ali. Whoa. I wonder who wrote that one. By the way, I don't use Wikipedia for my lectures. I'm just saying. Exposed. All right. So this Masjid Quba, it just shows, because when you contrast it with Masjid al-Dirar, yes, that Suratul Tawbah verses 107 and 108 speak about, you'll find that masjid was built without taqwa, without ikhlas. Did it remain? No, no one even knows where it is, what's going on with it. No, it might have turned into some, that might be where the toilets of Masjid Quba are right now. But back then, they built it, yes, to cause fitna, to cause division, to cause problems, to look out for the Muslims. But they called it a masjid, and they started trying to bring in people into that masjid. But the Quran very clearly said that, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ذِرَارًا. As for those who took to a mosque for sabotage and for defiance and to cause division amongst the faithful, and for the purpose of ambush, by who? By those who have fought Allah in the past and His Apostle in the past, they will surely swear, we desired nothing but good. They're lying. Don't believe them, the Quran says. Now, which brings me to this point here. I've noticed this a lot of places, and we have to be very careful about this. This idea of pointing fingers. Just the other day, someone messaged me from another state, and they forwarded me a message. And in that message, it's saying that, yes, so-and-so is Muawiyah. No. That's not how things work. I don't care how much of a problem some people will have with each other. There are red lines, brothers. There are limits. Does this person believe in Allah? Yes. Believe in the Prophet, the Kaaba, the Qibla, the Quran, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, weeps for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, all these things. Yes. Are they after what this verse is talking about? Diraran, irsadan, kufran, tafriqan. If these conditions apply to somebody, then you can say, okay, they're masjid dirar. This person is like Muawiyah. But no. Oh man, oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from reaching such a point that I will ever call another masjid, another place of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there has always been, Shaykh, there have always been Masjid al-Dirars out there. There have always been Masjid Qubas out there. Yeah, but who are you to identify? That's the problem now. We always think it's black and white. We're not ISIS. There's a lot of gray area, brothers and sisters. We all know the general rules of things, but we will have difference of opinion on applying those general universal rules that we have taken from Ahlul Bayt. How dare I point to any Imam Barga and say this is Masjid Dirar, unless it fulfills these conditions.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.
swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.